Thumbs up.
All right, let's go.
Welcome to the Deuce and Dom podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Bo Don Blake Figuera.
Yes, sir. I'm Deuce, man from Mapso.
Yes, sir.
Mapso,
yes,
boys, sir. We here, baby.
Representing North, baby. Hey, man. So first thing that we're going to talk about, first of all, you know, with this podcast is, you know, Deuce and I, we came up with this idea for a long time to get a podcast just to talk about what goes on in our world, you know. But today, you know, we're kind of figuring out as we go along. So first thing, though, what's hot right now is, you know, yesterday was game one of the NBA Finals.
Yeah, that game. It was a very highly anticipated game, I would say. Obviously, the Mavericks Celtics. I'm not the biggest fan of the Celtics, but, you know.
We're going to
watch it anyway. It's the final game.
Of course.
But it wasn't pretty. It was not pretty for most of the game. I thought Kyrie was going to really come out there and really show, you know, the Celtics what they've been missing. But
right.
He was off most of the game. Luka was hitting his shots. Luka was doing his thing.
Luka was getting them back in the game, I thought.
Yeah. Every time you watch a game, the Mavericks would go like a couple of possessions without scoring. Luka hit a step back three from like five. He'll jump back 5 feet and hit a whole 30-foot three-point. I'm like, yo, what the fuck, bro?
You know what I don't understand about Luka? He's like, he's not fast at all, but he gets so much separation and his handles are just so good.
Bro, you got it's that white boy quickness, bro. You understand it. You know what I'm saying?
We're not quick. We can't jump.
It's not about being fast. It's about, you know, knowing your defender's going that way and quickly, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like you saw Rudy Gobert, like it's that sham guy. You go that way, he goes that way, you go that way. You know what I'm saying? You shoot that three. That's Luka's game.
I forgot about Rudy Gobert. That was a crazy reference because, man, he was running that. But that's neither here nor there. But game one, though, what I just would like to say is that the Celtics getting back Porzingis was huge. Because he played his ass off yesterday.
Porzingis,
I was shocked.
I don't understand how you come back from an injury and just, like, don't skip a beat.
Yeah.
Like,
and the thing was with him was, I think, you know, because Dallas, you know, they got, pardon me, I had a show yesterday, so I didn't watch the entire game. This is not something that will be a habit for me. I typically watch the whole games, but I was watching through the bar and things like that.
Don Blake was doing his thing last night.
I didn't get to see it
in person, but, you know, I saw the highlights.
You'll see the next one, though.
Go check him out.
But, yeah, that's neither here nor there right now. I appreciate that, though, very much.
Yes,
Gafford and Derek Lively's a center too, but I was thinking more about not Dwight Powell, but Gafford and who's the other dude, man?
That Lively got
Lively. I was thinking of Derek Jones Jr. My bad. Yeah. Lively and Gafford, those dudes. It's gonna be hard to guard Porzingis because Porzingis had 20 points and 3 blocks. Jaylen Brown even, like, I thought he had a good defense. Jaylen Brown had 3 blocks.
Jaylen Brown is going to be the key because, honestly, I don't know what happened to Jason Tatum, but he's not playing the way he should be playing as the
Dallas really
team.
Neutralized them in game one.
But also, you got to think. Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. But you got to think about the last series. He wasn't really, like, how much points did he average? 23 points? Like, he's supposed to be averaging 28. 8 rebounds, 8 assists, you know, like he's supposed to be having Luka numbers. He's Jason Tatum, right?
Right. No,
you know
he's definitely starting that team.
And the Celtics have a stacked roster now. They got all the defense with
Drew Holiday.
Derek White, Drew Holiday, and they freaking now they got Porzingis. They already had Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Now, like, you know, it's easier for those guys, you know, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum to score. That's why I'm so confused why Jason Tatum isn't really cooking
top of that, like you said, I think he was like 6 for 16 yesterday, something like that. Had only 5 assists, so it was like they really neutralized him. But Brown and Porzingis was shooting from everywhere.
He's too big to be shooting like that. I'll keep his
he was shooting deep threes, man. It was crazy. But I think, though, you know, Dallas in their 3 of their first 4 series, they might have lost badly in game one.
Yeah, or they had large deficits, like 25 points plus in each of them. So, and also the Celtics, they have this weird tendency to one game, they'll be like unbeatable in this game. They'll just come out and crap the bed. So we don't know how game 2 is going to go, but
definitely.
Obviously the Mavericks should probably try to win that game, but they want to win the series.
Of course.
I expect Luka to come out to play. I mean, I think
Kyrie's going to bounce back.
Yeah,
too.
Kyrie has to bounce back. No way he's going to have
probably
two games.
A lot of pressure.
Not
with that,
against the Celtics, bro. You can't do that against this team. And in the finals too, he needs this for his legacy. Can really skyrocket after this series.
Oh, definitely. Because his only championship is with LeBron, and of course that's a great championship. Any championship is great to win, but to win another one with a player like Luka would be absolutely insane. But here's the thing, though, for Dallas to be able to win. They got to get their other guys involved. Jason Kidd even said it after the game. He was like, we got to move the ball around because I think Kyrie and Luka took most of Dallas's shots. They took most of their threes too. It was their plan for the offense was pretty much just give the ball to both of their hands and see what they could do. But that's not going to cut it because the Celtics are just too well-rounded defensively. Like all their players are like really strong two-way players. And even though I'm rooting for Dallas, that's why I think Boston's going to win the series because they got eight strong two-way players.
I don't like hearing that, but... It right now it looks like they have the edge. Obviously,
if Porzingis was out, I might lean Dallas. But Porzingis back, he balled in game one.
I just,
but you know that's not to say necessarily to repeat.
Like I want to say he's gonna do that again, but I don't see like. I've never seen Porzingis that consistently play that good. You know what I'm saying? Like, not to say he can't do it. And in Boston,
I've never seen him shoot like that. I'm not gonna say he hasn't shot like shoot. That before, but I've never seen that.
Yeah, like he can shoot, but he's not like Damian Lillard, Stephen Curry from 3-point range. Like, you know, like, he can make one a game, two a game, and you'll be happy with it, you know?
But
the Celtics have the edge. But, you know, I think Dallas, depending on how game two looks, we can debate and see, depending, you know, if it's a blowout, if it's a close game, you know, we'll determine from that point.
Definitely not. There's still a lot to determine because there's only one game. A lot changes in after one game. But just based off of that, though, I think Dallas's main goals, though, I feel like offensively they have to move the ball around. Like, that's a no doubt.
Yeah, you want to say to give it Luka and Kyrie the ball all the time, but if it's just them two, like, they're going to have to be Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen every night. You know, and Luka can do it, but, you know— I don't know. Kyrie is a little. I want to say he's consistent enough, but
He's not in his prime anymore. It's like he's still one of the best scorers in the NBA. But it's just
is he going to give you 30? Yeah, if he's going to be 30 every night, I don't think so. You know,
not like he wasn't in Cleveland, but he's still a deadly shooter. You know, but I can't imagine the emotions and you know what was going through his mind with game one, you know, getting booed. Like, I mean, the boos weren't super loud, but he's still getting booed, you know. But like I said, I think offensively they got to find a way to spread the ball around. I think one of the two of them, if not both of them, will find a rhythm soon. But like, I think defensively, though, the key is Gafford and Lively. They got to get those rebounds. They got to stop Porzingis. And then also, it's like, on top of that, like, who's really going to guard Tatum and Brown to me? Like, who would you think?
I mean, their defenders are Derrick Jones Jr. and I mean,
Derrick Jones is super athletic. Yeah, so that
I guess they'll put one of the power forwards on
maybe Luka.
Tatum.
This is where I'm looking like a casual right now because I didn't catch the entire game. I don't even know who's guarding.
Nah, honestly,
this will not be a habit. I just like to say,
It's okay, bro. I got you. Like, you're never gonna want Luka to be the primary defender on, you know, the other team's primary offensive player. You know, he has too much offensive responsibility. Now, granted, he can play defense. He's not like a slouch, but you know, like they're gonna obviously.
We know he's not fast.
Yeah, they're gonna do what Miami does. We show different people at them. They're gonna put Derrick Jones on them once. You're gonna put, you know, you'll probably put Luka on them if they get switched off.
Maybe a little Tim Hardaway.
Yeah. You know, like that's how teams try to defend Boston or like a high powered offense team.
Definitely. Pardon me. I'm just looking at. I want to see how much they turn the ball over too, because that could be a factor as well. You know, I mean, turnovers are always. Yeah. I feel like turnovers and rebounds.
Turnovers, but also like you got to think about the league now. Like it's three point range. I was watching the game. Boston wasn't missing from 3-point range, and the Mavericks couldn't hit anything except besides Luka and I forgot the guy's name on the Mavericks. I think Derrick Jones can shoot too.
PJ Washington was too.
PJ can shoot.
I mean, I noticed
he was kind of off.
Yeah, I peeped in the bar. I saw him make a few shots, and I was like, I was seeing it, but definitely noticed Kyrie and Tatum did not have a great day. I think Porzingis and Brown were the best players in game one.
100%.
On Dallas side, Luka too. I mean, Luka brought him back within eight at one point. I mean, like you said, those step back jumpers. But yeah. Ultimately, though, so since we're that's a good game one recap, though. Let's transition to the next part about this. What I want to ask now is, based on game one, or based on literally at the entire season, what's your prediction for the rest of the finals? Who wins and how many games and why? We're putting it on the record now. And we'll see how it ages. We all will.
I'm gonna say the Dallas Mavericks win.
Okay.
In seven games.
Okay. And why?
Only one reason is because they don't play the Celtics a lot. You know, it's our division team. I know, like, I don't think basketball is the same way as football in that way, but, like, you know, like, the Celtics have a way of coming back each and every game, and I think Dallas is going to come back each and every game too, you know? So I can see this series going seven or six games, you know? But I think if it goes six, the Celtics might win. But I think if it goes seven, it doesn't matter where they're playing at. I think Dallas wins.
See, it's funny you said that, because what I was thinking is Boston in six.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't want the Celtics to win. I personally think that, you know, Boston sports, like, the only people that root for them are actual Boston fans. Like, everybody else doesn't like Boston.
Elijah.
Yeah, well, he's a Boston fan. That's why. He likes the Celtics, though. But why, it's strange. Why? But anyway, why? Yeah, yeah, yeah. But anyway, I just think so because, like I said, the two-way players, you know, I feel like I have more confidence in Boston's best defenders against Luka and Kyrie than I do Dallas's best defenders against Tatum and Brown, you know. And then not only that, when those guys don't have the hot hand, you got Derek White, you got Al Horford, you got Porzingis. Who else am I missing? Drew Holiday.
Yeah.
You know, even Hauser was making some shots last night, I peeped.
Hauser, man.
And so that's the only reason why I say that. I just think that, you know, the Celtics have a super strong 7-8-man rotation, while Dallas, they got some young talent, but they're not exactly, like, they haven't been here really before. And Dallas has also been in some long series too, so they could get tired. You know, Boston's been beating teams in five. Correct me if I'm wrong. Has Boston played a six game series yet?
I don't think so.
Dallas has played a six game series, I think, basically because they played.
Yeah.
They played the Clippers in six. They beat Minnesota in five.
Yep.
So that they came off of that, and then the second game, that OKC series, I think went six. I think that went six.
Yeah, OKC gave them a little trouble.
Yeah. But you know, that's kind of a factor of it. But I just think, you know, I would love to see Dallas pull the upset. But I just think, you know, the Celtics have seven strong players, both offensively and defensively. It's hard to beat that, you know. And even though Luka's the best player in the court and Kyrie's probably the second best scorer on the court, those other guys, man, like they just know they're versatile.
They're role players. Yeah. And, you know, that's how a lot of the top heavy teams play. Like, you know, like, they're a great team overall, but when you break it down, like, you know, when you come against other great teams, especially defensively, they're a great offensive team. You take away a lot of the offensive weapons, not with it, you know, it's kind of like, you kind of got to just either be great every single night, put up a lot of points, or you're going to lose a series.
That's a fact. Yeah, you know, and so anyways, we'll see how it ages. It was a good game one. I'd love to see a closer one, but Gafford and Lively, y'all got to step up. I want to see Dallas
Gafford
win.
Gafford and Lively. No, Kyrie.
Kyrie, too.
Jersey, man.
But Kyrie, we assume that Kyrie will bounce back. I mean, he's been in the finals four times.
But we need to see it.
Kyrie's been in the finals four times. So it's like, you know, this is his fifth time here. I feel like he'll bounce back, you know. But I feel like Gafford and Lively is the key, because they need these rebounds and they need to get blocks. The Celtics were getting hella blocks, you know. So... yeah, man. Anything else you'd like to say before we wrap up this segment? It's been a pleasure.
Hey, I'm so excited to have done this first episode, bro. You know,
no doubt. It's been a long time coming. Bro.
You know, we can't let them Celtics win. That was Kyrie.
Yes, sir. Luka, do it for the white boys. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to RDC World.
Although Luka a little aggressive, man. He kind of, the way he was yelling at Gobert, I thought he was a little racist at one point. I mean, I liked him talking to shit. It was just the way he said it, way he looked. But
when you play like that, you can talk the talk, bro. That's how it goes.
Yeah, he had him on the treadmill. 100%. So, anyways, it's been a pleasure, man. This is just the appetizer. You could check us out on our account to be determined. Like we said, we're taking it one step at a time. But it's been a pleasure with y'all, man. And NBA Finals Game 2, stay tuned. And Deuce and Don, stay tuned. We out.
Yes, sir, we out. Peace.
I love it. Yo, great job, bro.
Nah, I feel like we really flow for that. It was just one topic.
Hey, bro, and if it ends up being great, maybe we could do like an hour, for example. And let's say they love this length of episodes, we could shoot like 3 episodes a day, for example.
Yeah. I had so much ideas.
All right, we're done. All recorded.
I had so much ideas. We had.